It's Money in the Bank. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and President Biden wants to spend it. Assets that have been frozen since the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan last summer. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has details live.
Dave, when the Afghan government collapsed last year, the country left behind $7 billion in assets on deposit with the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. While the Taliban claimed it had a right to the cash, the Fed froze the funds. Relatives of those killed in the 9/11 attacks said they should get some of it to pay off judgments owed them after successful lawsuits against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The New York Times is now reporting that the Biden administration is trying to get a judge to allow half the amount to go to 9/11 families, with a plan to spend the other half on humanitarian aid as millions of Afghans face starvation, Dave.
Jessica, the U.S. is again urging American citizens in Ukraine to leave immediately, fearing a Russian invasion amid military exercises in Belarus near the border. President Biden tells NBC Nightly News,
"We're dealing with one of the largest armies in the world. This is a very different situation, and things could go crazy quickly."
The president also says he'll work like the devil to lower gas prices and fight inflation that rose at a 40-year high last month, again claiming while in Virginia. One solution: the Senate passing his stalled $2 trillion social spending plan.
"If we are able to do the things I'm talking about here, it'll bring down the cost for average families."
But in a new CNN poll that shows low Biden approval ratings, 56% say there's nothing the president has done that they like. The president also says he's not ready to lift federal COVID mask mandates, saying the CDC and the science aren't there yet.
This is more than a dozen blue states have lifted indoor mask mandates, and others, including New Jersey, Connecticut, and Delaware, set expiration dates for mask mandates in schools. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan may be next in line, writing in a letter to the state's school board to receive send masking inside the classroom.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Governor Hogan's a Republican. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, there's a lot of gridlock in Congress and an evenly divided Senate stalling the president's spending plan and election reform. This bill passed with support from the left and right.
The legislation bans employers from forcing workers into arbitration to settle complaints of sexual harassment or assault, and instead allow employees to pursue lawsuits in court.
You're going to have a right today that you did not have yesterday. You're going to have a chance to be heard differently.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham worked on the legislation for years with New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand.
Since the results of arbitrations are secret and binding, they have no avenue to appeal and no way to hold repeat offenders accountable.
Gillibrand estimates 60 million Americans are covered by forced arbitration clauses. The House passed the bill earlier this week with broad bipartisan support. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down, so there could be more selling. For the second year in a row, quarterback Aaron Rodgers voted NFL MVP. Then he said last night on ABC,
"I'd like to thank the Green Bay Packers, Mark, Brian, Russ, our incredible fan base. It's been an amazing 17 years.
The Super Bowl is this Sunday, the Bengals versus the Rams. American disappointment at the Olympics for Shaun White in the snowboard halfpipe.
A promising start on his third run ended up with the flying tomato crashing, his score landing him in fourth, and White failing to get on the medal stand for this, his final Olympic event of his career. He did come away with a rousing round of applause from his fellow competitors and from the few that were on hand to watch his third and final run. White will exit a three-time Olympic gold medalist credited for putting the sport on the map for the Winter Games with his winning run at the 2006 Olympics in Turin, Italy. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The U.S. is still at 10 Winter Olympic medals in Beijing, four of them gold, four behind leaders Norway and Austria. The American women's hockey team beat the Czech Republic 4-1 to advance to the semifinals. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.